All right, we're going to call this meeting to order. Jeff, can you please call roll?
Mr. Mahalan?
Here.
Mr. Minnelli?
Here.
Mr. Bellis? Mr. Pierce?
Here.
Ms. Harris?
Here.
All right, thank you. First item up for tonight is to elect the new chair and vice chair. So, do we have any?
I nominate Mr. Bahadish to be chairman.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we do both them together, Jeff. Just chair and vice chair. Just do them separate.
I think we'll do separate.
Okay. All right.
Motion made by Mr. McNulty for Mr. Bahadish to be chair, second by Mr. Pierce. Is voting Mr. Bahadish?
Yes.
Mr. McNulty?
Yes.
Mr. Pierce?
Yes.
Ms. Harris?
Yes.
All right, and vice chair.
Your microphones work. It's kind of hard for me to hear you, to understand you. I hear you, but I don't understand what you're saying.
I nominate Ms. McNulty as the vice chair.
I will second. I'm sorry, commission members, but I will say you'll have to speak pretty close to the microphone so that it'll go out on the speakers. So I appreciate that. We are looking at getting longer cords, so
thanks.
No, it should be more. I think it's better now. Yep.
So did you hear me or did you say that again?
I second, Mr. McNulty.
Motion made by Mr. Pierce to elect Mr. McNulty as vice chair, second by Ms. Harris. Those voting, Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. McNulty?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Ms. Harris?
Yes.
All right. Now on to new business. We're here tonight to discuss zoning application ZON-21-07, the JLP Orange LLC, east of US 23, south of Orange Center Drive. Just to go over some ground rules here, we will eventually get to public comment. When we do, residents wishing to speak tonight, we'll stick to the merits of the application, and then please limit your comments to 3 minutes, and we want to avoid any duplication. So if the comment's already been made, there's no need to come up and reinstate it. That being said, Jeff, do we want to start with any staff comments?
Yeah, I can go over the staff report that we had.
Okay.
For rezoning cases, ZON-21-07, the applicant and owner is JLP Orange LLC, CEO Mark Unger. The agent is Civil and Environmental Consultants, Dustin Doherty. The site is east side of US 23, south of Orange Center Drive, and west of Highfield Drive. Parcel ID numbers is 318-321-0101000 and 318-312-03005000. That's 31.13 acres. The current zoning is farm residential district. The applicant is requesting to rezone approximately 31.13 acres from farm residential to a planned commercial and office district to allow for one large anchor tenant, three outlot commercial buildings, one fueling center, and eight multifamily residential buildings with one centralized clubhouse. The history of the site is currently zoned farm residential district and is undeveloped fields and wooded areas. In the surrounding areas, to the north is Payne Commercial and Office District and also multifamily Payne Residential District. To the south is Payne Commercial Office District. To the west is US 23 and Payne Commercial Office District. To the east is Highfield Drive and Payne Industrial District. We provided you an overall site plan of the development plan. Under the staff review, density in the unit count, 20 attached units, maximum permitted in a building, with 8 proposed multifamily buildings. This would permit 160 dwelling units on 31.13 acres, providing 5.14 dwelling units per acre. Ground floor residential uses are permitted per Exhibit C. For open space, the total open space provided is 43%, it's around 13.48 acres. For parking.
Are you able to enlarge that, please? Thank you.
For the parking, it's 1.5 parking spaces per unit. They're seeking a divergence requested. The parking space dimensions for the 160 spaces in the residential area of this development are proposed to be larger than the 18 feet long and 9 feet wide. For lighting, the divergence is requested for a larger height for light fixtures. All LED lighting shall be in the 2700 to 3000 Kelvin range. For signage, the divergence is requested to allow for a taller maximum monument style sign height. Staff is not in favor of the proposed monument style sign. The development standards, there's no setback distances specified throughout the document or plans. Staff request this to be shown on the revised submittal. Under the divergences, a total of 4 divergences have been requested. The first one is from section 21.09, requesting that the minimum building setback from the right-of-way of a Class C be lowered from 50 feet to 30 feet. The second one is from section 21.12E, requesting that the maximum lighting fixture height be raised from 20 feet to 32 feet and 6 inches from finished grade. The third one is from section 21.01, requesting the minimum off-street parking requirement for all other residential uses as noted in section 21.01E be lowered from 3 spaces per dwelling unit to 1.5 spaces per dwelling unit. The fourth divergence is from section 22.03E, requesting that the maximum height allowed for a monument-style freestanding sign identifying commercial or office complexes be increased from 8 feet to 22 feet 6 inches. Staff held a tech review with some other entities through the township and with the county, and so we have some additional staff comments. Staff requests that all elevations facing the west are encouraged to have a front facade appearance. Staff's goal is to make Route 23 a more attractive corridor. Number 2, identify location or locations of dumpster enclosures for all uses with included color screening details. Also provide the color dumpster enclosure details for the apartments. Number 3, staff questions if any of the existing trees or plantings will remain with this development. Specifically, questions along the northern side and behind the large box retail as minimal screening is provided in proposed landscaping plans. Screening shall be provided along all perimeters. Number 4, staff does not support the height size of the proposed monument sign as it is a significant divergence request. In addition, electronic messages is prohibited. And B, banner and flag signs are also prohibited only allowed for a grand opening. That the purchase would need to be requested if the applicant wants these. Item number five, that only one monument sign is shown on the sign location plan. Staff is questioning if there'd be more around the apartments or at the other entrance along Highfield. And then they, on the signage schedule, there's no monument signs listed. They showed building signs and other signs, but did not show the square footage for the monument sign. Number six, a divergence may be required for the gas canopy sign rendering details. Please include the height and finish grade to determine if a divergence is required. For all signs on the wholesale club, sign details include height and finish grade. A divergence will be required. 15 feet is the max height for a wall sign, so that will need the divergence, as these will be above that. Number eight, the staff noticed that the BJ's Wholesale Club building elevations are cut off. The wholesale elevations are labeled incorrectly. The long sides of the building are the east and west, and the short sides should be north and south. Number nine, please provide a color rendering for all apartments. Number 10, staff requests a photometric plan be provided. 11, staff does not support the proposed light pole height. The majority of commercial developments along Route 23 comply with our maximum light pole height of 20 feet. The applicant has requested divergence for a greater light pole height. Number 12, for any sections used in the zoning resolution, please use our current version, which is available on the website. Number 13, in informal meetings, staff recommended using Evans Farm as an example text to solely reference. By no means should this applicant copy and paste directly from Evans Farm, as this project is significantly different. Number 14, please note, once developed text reflects the applicant's proposal, more staff comments may arise. Below are a few things to note in its current state. Under permitted uses, staff assumes apartments is the only divergence request. Please clarify. Under conditional uses, it states section 14.04 and exhibit D. No exhibit D was presented in this application. For C, no street trees are permitted within any public right of way.
Excuse me, can you move this scroll up? Thank you.
For D, specify all building and parking setbacks. For E, please provide parking plans showing the number of parking spaces to ensure compliance with parking minimum and maximum standards. F, specify height of all buildings and uses. For G, the signage schedule does not match the sign shown on the plan. H, use Article 21 of our zoning resolution for general standards. The text mentions town center. Staff questions the specifics of the town center. From Delaware County Soil and Water District, they are requesting an extended drainage easement down the northwest corner of the property. Some comments from the Delaware County Engineer's Office. They have required a traffic impact study, which has been submitted and under review by the Delaware County Engineer's Office. And then this traffic impact study will include access along US 23. They stated that the development will need to be platted. The right in, right out along US 23 will need to be on its own separate standalone plat. The engineer's office would prefer there not be a pathway along US 23 as proposed. For the Orange Township Fire Department, they have denied the site plan due to fire hydrant locations. I'm in the state of that other comments might be pending, but currently they have denied the current site plan that was part of the submittal plan. For the Orange Township Parks and Operations Department, they have concerns with the access along Highfield Drive and prefer to be a joint access with the southern property to join with the Walmart entrance and then have access going north from the Walmart parking lot. They are in favor of the path along Orange Center Drive, but the staff would like to see a crossing over to the west side to join along the cemetery and along Fixari's entrance to go up to Hidden Ravines. Then they also are requesting that all paths and landscaping be outside of the right of way. Regional Planning Commission, they have not submitted comments as they are, have not heard the application, and they will hear the application this Thursday, January 27th. That is all that I have for our staff.
All right, thanks, Jeff. At this time, we're going to open it up to the applicant to speak about the project, and then if you can, maybe just touch on the four divergences that were listed and, you know, whether there's a hardship or what the reasoning is behind those. And then also, please, anybody that speaks tonight, please state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Dustin Doherty. I'm Civil Environmental Consultants. My address is 250 West Old Wilson Bridge Road, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Thank you again for allowing us to come in this evening to speak to you regarding this development on US 23. As Jeff mentioned and discussed in detail, the development is a 30 plus acre site that's in accordance with the both multifamily and the commercial spirit of the area. As he mentioned, that there is commercial to the south with retail that ties into large complexes, including Kohl's and Walmart, various out parcels, lots of retail commercial restaurants located on US 23. And to the east, you've got the Chiller, which is a very large parking lot and a big anchor tenant right there. To the north, we do have a stream corridor along the northern property line that we have, but directly to the north, you've got both the dentist office in the northwest corner of the cemetery and multifamily residential that's located north of there. And we're proposing something that is in balance in lieu with the residential properties, the commercial properties, and the surrounding neighborhoods. We're extending Orange Center Drive from its current terminus, located on that property line, over to US 23 with a right in, right out. And we're also extending the connection on the east side into Highfield. We've got an acre commercial tenant that we're proposing. We've also got three out parcels on the west side, approximately 5,000 square feet each, and eight buildings for multifamily in accordance with the township's regulations. We are proposing landscaping along the northern portion. We are not touching most of that stream as there's an existing setback there, and we won't be doing any grading. We are proposing two detention basins as part of the stormwater quality and stormwater management for the site. Additionally, we are proposing a landscape screen along the east side as well to be able to provide some buffers there. So with that, you mentioned the variance, the different divergences that you wanted me to touch on. Let me pull up your staff report real quick if you don't mind. The first divergence is requesting that the minimum setback from the right-of-way of a Class C be lowered from 50 feet to 30 feet. So that is specifically speaking in reference to Orange Center Drive. Orange Center Drive is the curved road that's being extended from the northern property line over to US 23 on the west. And we are proposing to pose a 30-foot setback along that road. That road is going to be a three-lane road with a dedicated left turn lane on it. In addition to that, there is going to be grass strips on both sides. It's going to be a curved and gutter road. There's going to be a path on one side as well. And so with that, there's a lot of offsets already built into that. The right-of-way that we're proposing is a 70-foot right-of-way, which is fairly large for a two-way road. And so we would respectfully ask that setback be reduced from 50 feet to 30 feet. The only thing that We'd like to touch on next is the next divergence that we're requesting, which is the maximum lighting fixture height be raised from 20 feet to 32 and a half feet from finished grade. So the comment that was provided to us in the staff's report is that the majority of the developments along the corridor are in compliance with that. We went out and took a rod and measured those to be able to understand the existing height holes of everything along that corridor, including Walmart, Kohl's. We've also got Meijer and Giant Eagle. And with a 25-foot pole from the top of the concrete column, we still weren't touching the actual head. And so those are 30-plus feet, all of them. And that's from finished grade. So we would like to be able to request a light pole that is in that is in the area as well. That light pole exists throughout that corridor. And we've got photo documentation to provide to help support that. Additionally, the other reason why we're requesting that is the hardship that it creates. And as we've discussed in the past, in order to be able to comply with the minimum light pole fixture of 20 feet, that is going to require us to install a lot of islands, a lot of islands in that parking lot, reducing parking and being able to provide a lot of impacts as well. So we would respectfully request that light pole be installed at 32 and a half feet, similar to the other neighboring properties along the corridor, so that one, we can meet the existing photometrics that are required by the standard, and two, not have to install innumerable parking islands within that lot. The next divergence is requesting off-street parking requirements for the residential be lowered from 3 to 1.5. So that is for the multifamily. And right now, in order to be able to comply with the use in that area, we're requesting that be lowered down to 1.5 per unit, and to be able to accommodate the layout of buildings and the circulation in that area. You know, originally we were asked to be able to look at the parking spaces as well, and there is another comment in the staff notes about being able to reduce from the 9x20 to the 9x18, and that's specifically in reference to allowing the commercial use to have a much bigger space for children, for drop-offs, for safety reasons, for the carts and things of that nature. We were asking the 9x18 to be able to be installed for the multifamily. The next one, requesting that the maximum height for the monument sign identified for the commercial office be increased from 8 feet to 22 and a half. So this is another request that we're making in specific reference to neighboring properties who already currently have a monument sign. Again, we went out and measured that sign that's on the southern property for Walmart at North Point. That monument sign is over 35 feet tall, and it is a large, large sign. We are proposing and requesting something that's 2/3 of that. So we aren't asking for something that's not already there along the corridor, and we're not asking for something that isn't already been granted by the township. Specifically as well, you know, we are proposing a hardship with that, and you can notice along Walmart's property that there is a lot more frontage and a lot more visibility on their site. You can see that based upon the number of out parcels that they have. There's a larger corridor to be able to see to that commercial anchor tenant. So we are proposing a sign that's much less than what they have, but we're requesting a divergence from the 8 foot for that. There are a few other divergences I can talk through now, if that's okay, that I don't believe are listed in the staff's report.
Yeah.
Okay. One is specifically in reference to the sign height for the wholesale club and the sign height for the fuel station. I believe the code requires a 15 feet above the finished grade, and we are requesting the sign height for the fuel station on the canopy sign to be 16 and a half. So the, due to the canopy being the height that it needs to be for safety reasons, we're requesting a divergence to be able to install a sign on that canopy. And additionally, we're requesting a divergence for the wholesale club sign as well. Part of that hardship is due to the fact that it's set so far back from the existing right-of-way. It's in the spirit and the size of the surrounding areas that you can see along that corridor that have existing signs of that height as well. Another divergence that we are requesting is the electronic messaging. I know that the staff's report said that this was prohibited, but there is an existing monument sign right down the road located at Giant Eagle's Gitco's gas station that does have electric messaging. And we would request that electric messaging be added to our sign as well. I believe that's all the divergences at this time.
Okay, that's it. I guess we'll open things up to the board now. Is there any comments or anybody wants to start with their comments?
There's a lot here for those divergences. There it is. I mean, some of those things I would like to see in detail. Number one, that parking 3 to 1.5. The light height. Jeff, you ever know what, I remember we went through this before with the Krogers, you know, the Krogers and the, do you remember what eventually ended up with that light height in that parking lot?
I'm not sure what Krogers went, but we can look into it.
I would like to look into it because they had a very similar request, you know, for the same reasons, you know, as far as less light poles. And the other thing which I appreciate is, you know, taking a look at some of those early developments that we've done in Orange Township, Meyer, and all those were very early, and you'll see zoning and requirements to have been, you know, stretched in some areas there. I guess I have to see the real other reasons for that. And the same with I guess I don't have too much problem if I take a look and find the drawings in here with the canopy sign height, because most of that to me is architecture. You know, if it works in, be able to be with the architecture, that's typically a good thing. And a foot and a half along your canopy, you know, I'll take a look at where that goes and doesn't seem to be much of a problem. The electric messaging, I'm not sure whether the Giant Eagle, gas station still has the electric messaging?
It's got a red and a green message on it.
Wait, where is that? Is it on the front, is on their front window?
It's on their monument sign located on the right of way of US 23.
Okay.
In the corner of Powell and 23.
What's that messaging for that? I guess
it's just for the
gas
fuel
prices.
Price, that's correct.
Fuel prices.
Yeah.
Is that what you're interested in here?
Correct. Yeah, our sign is proposing something very similar in nature to that. And it's a static sign that we're proposing as well. It's not a rolling sign.
And the other thing that we've pretty much tried to object to over the years is, you know, we used to go look at those pictures of Morse Road, you know, and all the sign heights and them being everywhere, and go, boy, we were trying to do anything we could to prevent Orange Township from looking like that. And, you know, with respect to, you know, BJ's versus the Walmart, which is sitting right next to it. Walmart's easily visible because, yes, you have extra signs on Walmart because of its size, you know, on the outside of the building. Isn't that going to be similar to BJ's as far as their signs, so that an extra sign height really wouldn't be required?
So, excuse me, is your microphone working? I'm having difficulty.
Sorry, I got probably get a little closer. It's as far close as it gets.
Yes.
Yeah, we will lean in. No, but with respect, I don't have looked at typically all the signage for BJ's, but I suspect that's going to be highly visible because of what we allow for the size of that building.
That, so that it's the height that that's of essence.
The height of the size
it's
of
not,
the
not necessarily the square footage of it that we're requesting divergence from, but it's the height.
The
height is because of the architectural aesthetics of that building, how we're proposing to construct it and develop it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take a look at that. That I typically don't, again, because of architecture, may not have as much of a problem. But the other one that kind of shouts at me is the parking space. You know, the 3 to 1.5.
So I can speak to that a little bit. Part of it is that the nature of multifamily development that you're seeing and the trend that you're seeing right now, it is not very large families that are being moved into multifamily units. You know, what you're seeing is the empty nesters, you're seeing single individuals, you're seeing this new generation, much younger generation, being able to start purchasing these properties, and they want to use these as temporary homes and locations. So the number of parking spaces that you need for those units has dramatically decreased recently, and that's the trend that you're seeing. You're not seeing the need for 3 spaces per unit, because this is not a single family home, but this is a proposed square footage that we're proposing. I think it's roughly just over 700 square foot per unit. So it's not a large unit, a very, very small unit. You're not gonna be able to get three driving individuals into a unit of that nature. So 1.5 per dwelling unit is the route that we're requesting.
So you're proposing these are small apartments?
Relatively, yeah.
How many units are there?
There are 8 buildings and 20 units per building, 160 units.
And what is your analysis showing you took it down to 2 parking spaces per unit?
Can you say that again, please?
What is your analysis showing you took it down to 2 parking spaces per unit versus 1.5? I mean, you went from 3 to 1.5. I presume that was driven by something. Did you try from 3 to 2?
Part of that is the site layout, and being able to accommodate the parking and the necessary counts that you would need for commercial development as well. And so we wouldn't want to reduce the commercial, because that would be the driving factor for the parking. And so you're left with being able to look and evaluate, can we go from a 3, and what would that reasonable number be per unit? Additionally, the thing I want to mention as well is that each of these are anticipated having a first floor garage as well associated with them.
Okay, that makes it
clear. If I can just clear something up, I noticed in our report the applicant is seeking a divergence to allow for the apartments, because they're applying in a planned commercial district, so apartments is not a permitted use in commercial, and they are seeking a divergence for that.
And that's, thank you, Michelle. And there's no difference from what we're proposing than what was proposed on Evans Farms on Lewis Center Drive as well. That was the model and the template that we were using and looking at and trying to replicate here to some degree. So we know that that's already been submitted and approved and reviewed by you, and that's something that we're trying to be able to propose as well as part of this development.
That's correct, and that's because we don't have a mixed-use zoning currently. So when we were working with the applicant prior to this submittal, we suggested them to file this route.
Thanks, Dustin. So I will say, obviously, without having regional planning, there's still a lot left that we need to do for any kind of determination. But trying to keep the nature of what's being requested at a high level here. I hear what you're saying about the parking in regards to the multifamily. But I would say that you guys are somewhere in the range of 40+%, 45% maybe of green space, open space, and I think the requirement's 20%. So, and just looking at this plan here, you definitely have the room to add additional parking spaces. I think that if I'm looking at, and I don't know if these buildings are labeled, but the 2 buildings there down by the retention pond B, there's no guest parking really near those units themselves. I know that you mentioned that there's garage parking for those units, but I guess what I would like to see is if there was a way to possibly rearrange you know, reconfigure this area to where maybe you could pick up some extra parking spaces in there. And in doing so, you could possibly get that top northwest building there, building 8 maybe is what it's labeled as, out of that right of way and maybe get that 30 foot, you know, closer to the 50 foot requirement. And I'm just saying that because there seems to be some green space. I know you have a creek and some other things you're working around there, restrictions, and I think there's a wetlands up in that area, I believe, or there's something from a previous map I guess submitted, I don't recall, but if there was a way to maybe pick up some extra parking there to get closer to the 3, and also, you know, see if we can pull that one building out of that and maybe be able to get some space back in that right of way. And this is just thinking out loud because I'm looking at this layout and I get the reason behind it. I'm just saying if there's any opportunity to do that, it would be appreciated, I think, by the entire board for those two comments. And then, you know, I know we talked about this before, so there are some references to adjacent properties, you know, mostly which have been approved through a prior zoning
process
and even zoning, I think text, we at some of those it may have been under a different zoning text. So I will say the direction now is, you know, certainly trying to get away from that. You and I spoke in the last meeting about the lighting height and I certainly understand it. What you don't want to do is, I mean, be under your parking because you're adding a bunch of islands. I understand that. If there's any way to try to improve that, the heights of those lights would be great. If there was, you know, if there was a way to maybe add a couple more islands in, maybe not, and still meet the parking requirements for, you know, the wholesale, but bring those lights down so you can get, I mean, I don't believe, maybe that was one of your comments, Jeff, that we don't have a photometric plan. I mean, just to be able to see that, you know, what our light values are, I think would be helpful to at least start that conversation. And then as far as the signage goes, the signage height is extreme, I guess, and I know it's exactly what, I mean, it's less than what, you know, is at the Walmart there, but I think that if there's any way to bring that down from what's being proposed. I remember you commenting that, you know, obviously driving down US 23 at the speed, if you were to have that at the height of what the code says, you'd pretty much pass the sign or something along those lines, which I certainly understand, but I think that if there was a way to compromise on that a little bit, just because of the height, it's, I think that also would go a long way and be appreciated, but those are extents of my comments. Again, just keeping it kind of a high level conversation at this point until we get all the reviews completed and everybody's comments. Sierra, anything?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Lesson? Just a note on the, because I recognize that, you know, some of these, perhaps the Walmart and others were done under another set of rules or what have you, but I appreciate at least you bringing to our attention what is the current, what you see out there. Because I think when you're talking about, when you're thinking relative competition-wise or what have you, it's going to be next door to Walmart and so forth. It makes sense to say, hey, this is what they got. Can we get the divergence on that as well? So at least I appreciate you bringing that to our attention and that certainly as much as possible come in from the line and see what that looks like. But at the end of the day, certainly that's what the purpose of the divergence is going to say. Comparatively speaking to others, this is what it looks like. So that's valuable to me from a perspective of what you're asking, so I appreciate that insight.
Thank you.
What was that reference you made again? I'm sorry, for the light height? You made a reference to other commercial.
We went out and took pictures of somebody standing next to Kohl's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, and Walmart, and those, we put the pole right on the top of the concrete base, and the concrete base is 2.5 feet above finished grade, and it wasn't even reaching the luminaire, so they're 30 plus feet as well, and that's exactly what we're proposing as a part of ours.
Thank you.
the other one was, the first ones, was the setbacks. I was looking for those here, the drawings and the, because I really want to see those. Well, those setbacks you're talking about on Orange Center Drive, going from...
If you look on page 3, there should, there's an exhibit that should have the setbacks on that, on that. There should be one exhibit before there, not the colored one.
Not this one?
Yeah, that one right there.
You talk about essentially, well, are you talking about just those apartments here all the way to the north?
There should be setbacks on that.
Because you got the retention pond there. Just
so those exhibits, so for example, the 30-foot setback shown right there, you can see the 30-foot setback there, you can see the parking setback, and there's a setback here. So you got the parking setback listed right there as well.
Okay.
We'll make sure that in the future submittal those are called out. Clearly, we'll list those. Instead of showing them with labels, we'll also list those for clarity.
From staff's line, I mean, there's no setback shown from the north property line. You have the 30-foot setback along Orange Center Drive, and they show a property line, and then there's no building setback or parking setback from the north property line, or from the east, they show a parking setback, but no building setback from the east property line. So there's nothing from this north property line that tells you what the setback is from here down. They show the parking setback here, and then the building setback.
We'll show those and label those appropriately. We'll also itemize them out so that you can clearly see the setbacks both on the right-of-way, the building, the parking from each of the property lines. And we'll put that either in a table or some bulleted list on that exhibit.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of details to go through. Yeah.
And then those out parcels are intended to be retail or something, that is that correct?
Retail, yes. Commercial.
Yeah. Retail, commercial.
Restaurant.
Restaurant, okay. I'm just making sure that's still the land there.
I do have a few questions for you with respect to some of the comments that were provided, if I could get some clarity on those.
Mm-hmm.
One is that one gentleman made, or somebody made a comment about not installing or proposing a path along US 23.
The engineer's office.
That was also something that I believe the last time that we met with the township specifically requested the pedestrian connectivity along there. Do you mind, you know, to provide maybe your stance on that currently? Are you in favor of not installing the pedestrian connectivity along US 23? I will suggest right now that the southern property does not have anything. It would be tying into nothing. Furthermore, the right-of-way along US 23 north of our right-in, right-out is a guardrail because there's a culvert that goes under there to provide for the ditch. So there is no pedestrian connectivity along there as well. So I'm strongly in favor of being able to remove that as well in compliance with the Delaware County Engineer's Office. But the only reason why it was shown to currently was because of the previous conversation.
Yeah, that was under the overlay district, and having that connectivity was part of that. And obviously now that we're not under that, it's...
But we can work with the county engineers on that comment,
yeah.
Too.
Exactly. I think Dublin County engineers are going to take precedence over that. I think when this first came up, we were all still thinking, as we typically do, about having walkable communities, because Evans Farms has influenced lots of what goes on. We really like it a lot. This isn't in that category. It's a whole different thing, which is fine. Have to deal with it. But I think Delaware County Engineering is OT.
Okay. In lieu of that as well, there's the other comment that was made about providing connectivity to the west side of Orange Center Drive. I would suggest that a mid-block crossing anywhere along that road on our property would not be a safe one because of the nature of the curvature and the sight distance that would be provided along there. You do have a path on the east side that is being proposed, and if that path can go all the way up to the intersection with Hidden Ravines, you could cross over at a safe intersection, at a four-way intersection, that I would strongly recommend that would be the crossing that occurs to get to the cemetery, and not a mid-block crossing with some piano striping.
Yeah, we can get more details from our Parks and Operations Department. I know his concern was on the east side, I believe, that just north there, that ditch is fairly steep. And he thinks that it might be a deterrent for you to put that in, since you're proposing to install that north of your property as well. So I think he thought the west side had more right-of-way to use. It could possibly be in the right-of-way and work with the township, because that is the township cemetery there.
I could speak to that a little bit. That we are proposing a three-sided box culvert through their contact system, and headlong wing wall setup. And what we're going to be doing is installing that path on the backside of the curb, you know, to provide a barrier and protection, also a fence so that somebody doesn't fall off the backside as well for safety reasons. So they shouldn't have to go down and up the ditch. There will be no grade transitions. It'll go flush with the roadway. So we'd like to be able to continue to keep that on the east side all the way through that corridor.
Where is that box culvert being proposed?
That is going to be going directly under the Orange Center Drive extension, where it crosses Deep Run that runs east and west. So there is an existing stream that bisects our northern property line and meanders from the east to the west, eventually discharges to the west of the Olentangy. And we are installing a three-sided box culvert in that area to allow that roadway to be installed on top of it. That is something that the Oak County Engineer's Office knows about and is reviewing with the plans that we submitted to them.
Okay. Any other comments from the board? All right, at this time we'll open it up for public comment. I will reiterate that please keep your comments to 3 minutes, and we're going to avoid duplicate comments. We have received the emails that were sent in prior to the meeting, so thank you for sending those. We have read these. If you feel that you wanted to come up and just touch on that, that's fine, but I will say that if someone's already made a comment, then please refrain from doing so. Again, just state your name and address, please, when you come up to speak.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's also worth mentioning, since we have a lot of people here tonight, that the commission is not rendering a decision tonight for several reasons. One, we don't have the recommendation from Delaware Regional Planning Commission, which we're required by law to obtain. And then obviously you've heard a lot of suggestions. So there is going to be revised submittals, but I just want to make sure everybody understands that there's no decision that's going to be made tonight by the Zoning Commission.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity to present. My name is Dr. Mark Fixeri. We have the property to the north of this proposal. Really came tonight just out of sort of curiosity and interest in it, as well as just a couple slight concerns that we had. One is, and it hasn't been discussed, the ecological impact of the woods and the streamed area, which is a really neat little space in this hectic retail corridor. And so we're curious about the ecological impact of that woods and the stream, both during construction and afterwards. Also, we had when we proposed our building, we had a wish list that wasn't nearly as long or aggressive as what I've heard tonight. And it is in our interest to sort of be to block whatever progress needs to happen or is going to happen. But we had a pretty good wish list too, and we came away from this from our wish list disappointed, but respectful, understanding that, and we were impressed at the sort of public servant mindset of this group to stick to the guns that they had, in spite of our disappointment in our wish list. Particularly, we all wanted more signage. We'd love to have a nice temperature, time and temperature, because people are going fast down the road, and it would be nice for folks to know that we were there. And that was shut down pretty quickly. I would be curious about the sort of fairness about our wish list versus, and I know we're a small family-owned business. The oldest of our seven children is the dentist in that office, and we don't have the power of this this type of developer, but we had to go back from our wish list and respectfully understand what the code said, and we went to great pains to stay within that code. And I remember coming to the one meeting. I said, "Well, if we have to change stuff again, I think we're fatigued with the process, and we'll understand that we're really not wanted." But then you all made suggestions about how we respect the cemetery, and we left with more homework to do. But it was the right thing to do. Y'all did the right thing. And so, you know, again, my purpose was to be here to learn and be curious, but I couldn't help but step up and say, you know, what's kind of fair? It's fair. Can we come back with our wish list again if the rules have changed? And I do think that there's a lot of, you know, particularly the signage, we'd all like more signage, but I think there's a lot more retail congestion as you get towards Powell and Polaris Road. I think there is some sense of residential by our corner, and I'm guessing that's what some of these folks, where some of these folks live, and it would be nice to respect that. Thank you for your time, and we appreciate what you all do.
Thanks, Mark. Anybody else wishing to speak tonight?
My name is Pamela Milley. I live in the condo.
We can't hear you.
No. 8268 Copper Top Lane, Lewis Center. I live on the what we call a pond.
Oh, that's a lake you.
Yeah.
In Florida.
It gave a lot of extra little bit. And I would like for everyone to understand that this is a huge investment for us. Our condos, our homes, and anything that affects that can affect our investment. Before I go any further, I'd like to ask if masks are required in Orange Township.
They're not, no.
They aren't?
They are not. It's recommended.
Well, the stores around here require them. Looking at the map, I don't understand by the retention pond A. It looks not this picture, but it looks like there's going to be a road behind Retention Pond A. Yeah, right there. Is that going to be a new road behind Retention Pond A?
That orange top, the Orange Center Drive, is that what you're referencing?
Yeah.
That will be connecting to the existing street stub that goes to the north of there. Is that what's being proposed?
Yeah, right.
Go back to that, to the auger. So that there would be a connection right there at that road. So
going where? Yeah, going down south. There, but it looked like from the other view that the road is going behind retention pond A.
They're putting one
in. Mm-hmm.
They're
putting
in the woods. Am I seeing that wrong? It's a new pond. It's a new pond. Those trees were there. Those trees were there. And if so, how close is it to our retention pond?
Go back to the site.
I mean, we'll. So if you want to state your questions, then we can have Mr. Doherty address them.
That's my question. Is there going to be a road behind retention pond A, and if so, how far from the pond? And if I'm misreading it, how much space do we have between our pond and this new development? Because I know that we own part of the property that's south of the pond. Okay, yeah. I don't remember how much, but we do own some of that tree
property.
Can you scroll property
on that? Or on the one you just had up, Chuck? So if this helps at all, can you...
Does that black line indicate something?
Can you scroll up on that? Okay, so your property is one of these units, because you're saying you're backing up to the pond. There's Copper Top Lane. Right.
That's
there.
Where I live.
Okay, so your pond is not shown here, but it's going to be just to the south of your apartment up there, or condo. So what you're asking is there a connection or is there a road behind that pond? You're saying retention pond A, but that's a new retention pond being proposed. The one that is existing now behind your place is shown right there where his cursor is. So it's not on this map, but that's... The continuation of Orange Drive will not encroach on that at all. I think your question was how far will the building be from that pond. I don't know if Dustin's going to have an exact number for that, but I mean there you can see that it's a good distance there. So we can let him answer that though when it's his turn to speak again.
Are there any plans to plant, especially evergreens, along between the cemetery and retention pond A? There are some trees along there, but there are some of us here who live on that retention pond. And that's what we see when we look out the window. And we're going to get, with this new development, we're going to get more dirt from traffic, more noise from traffic. So I think that lining that with pine trees of a significant size would help with those two problems.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
You guys know me, I never fight one. Cheryl Gowan, 596 Chardonnay Lane. I live in Hidden Reserve. I have heard mention about access, and I didn't see anything on the plans, but I heard access to the new proposal from Highfield. Is that walking? Is that driving? What is that? I mean, is it?
Yes. It is south of the chiller.
Yes, south of the chiller.
So they have a proposed entrance right now,
mm-hmm.
just south of the chiller, that would connect to the anchor store.
So that's driving.
What, is it driving or
yes.
walking?
It'd be driving. Yes.
Okay, that was my question. So yes. driving or walking. And because of that, that'll increase traffic on Highfield. Are you looking to widen Highfield?
Based on our conversation with the engineer's office, they are not expecting to widen Highfield. That is part of the conversation that the county engineer's office and the operations department had discussed. If they could get this access to have an easement with Walmart's access on that north part, then have up here on the plan, so they'd have their access here coming off of Highfield where Walmart's northern.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they would come in here and then come up north and then get rid of this access that they're proposing. What the engineer's engineer's office and the operations department have asked that the applicant would be willing to look into that.
Okay, and so because of that, then I hear a lot of talk about walkways coming from the north down to that property. Will there be walkways on Highfield down to that road to cut across?
Not currently. There's no.
Okay, so there's no plans for that. Okay, and I know you've talked about signage, but just a quick comment on that. We seem to be able to find Menards just fine. and the environmental, we just put in Turkey Hill tanks underground. We've got UDF tanks underground. We've got Myers tanks underground. We, you know, do we need more underground? Don't know.
All right, thank you, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. Any other comment?
Oops, sorry, I'm back. Maureen G. Lovell, 234 Summer Tree Way, Village Center. I just want to comment on another gas station. That is the absolute last thing we need. So why y'all think you have to build a gas station on every piece of property is beyond me.
Ron Fox, 424 Summer Tree Way. Is there going to be a light at 23 with the extension?
Proposed it will be a right in, right out.
Right in, right out.
Yep. Off of 23, it'll be a right in, right out.
But I'm just saying, this whole plan relative to the safety of everybody that lives in this general area is totally backwards. I mean, from a safety standpoint, trying to get out Hidden Ravines on 23 is a joke right now. And you're going to add all this density into it? I'm just suggesting you take a look at if safety is a factor or money is a factor. I prefer safety.
Thanks, Ron. I will say, because just Ron kind of touched on that a little bit, and this is not for or against anything that you're saying. Jeff stated at the beginning of this meeting that there is a traffic study that was conducted. Just to give a little background to that, so the traffic study is going to determine a trip count of how many additional cars this type of development would generate. And within that study, it's gonna determine if these access points are adequate, if you know, as you mentioned, lights are going to be required, if it fits the property, and that's what is showing up in the numbers. Those are the type of things that will come out of this study. We haven't seen that. It's currently being reviewed by Delaware County. So I will just say that, you know, your concerns are heard, and you know, we'll look forward to reviewing that as well.
Hi, Melanie 347 Chardonnay. Just a couple questions. There's quite a few retail spots in our general area in 23 that are empty. And I don't know what the square footage is BJ is going to be, but there's a big Giant Eagle empty spot that, you know, didn't know if they considered occupying that. Also, there's, you know, several little restaurants and whatnot, so I don't know if they have to have another gas station, but they might be able to demo of those. But my big question is, as far as the apartment, you guys mentioned 700 square foot, 1.5 car parking. I don't know that I've ever lived in 700 square foot, but maybe I'm just fortunate. Are those just like one bedroom apartments, or? Anyway, that's my thought, and are they, I don't know if I'm allowed to ask this, but are they low-income housing? How many floors are those? Are they three, four, you know? Those are my questions. So, and that is because I own, and it's an investment, like the other person said, and I pay, you know, taxes, and some of us that have been here have been paying taxes for 30 years in this area. So, you know, we'd like to kind of feel good about living here. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any additional comments from the public before we close the comment? All right, we will close public comment. Dustin, if you want to respond to some of these comments.
Do I need to state my name again? Thank you. I can address some of these comments. The first one I'll address is the ecological and wetland impacts. If you don't mind going to the northern property line. If you don't mind going to the northern property line, I can address some of the ecological impacts that are occurring and help a lot of people understand our proposal. So as you can see along the northern property line, it's completely blank. And right now, if you want to pull up the aerial view, you know, that might be a little bit better as well. There's existing multifamily residential right there with a pond behind it. And then on the back side of that is the property that's owned either by the homeowner association or the multifamily. Furthermore, you've also got a corridor of woodlands and landscaping that happens behind the dentist's office. So we're not touching any of that. We're not going to be impacting any of that. All of that will stay. Now, that buffer from the backside of even the lot line of the multifamily to our property line is upwards of almost 200 to 300 feet. Additionally, on our property, as I mentioned previously, from the east to the west, there is deep run. There is a stream that runs along that property line. And in accordance with the Ohio EPA and regulations with the general permit, there's a setback along there. We will not be proposing to do any impacts along there. We're not taking trees down along there. We're not doing grading along there. So if you don't mind going back to our, yes, that's deep run. And we're not touching that or anything set back from that. If you don't mind going back to our proposed improvements. So you can see that we are proposing improvements just parking 80 feet set back from that stream and that property line. So there will continue to be the existing trees, foliage, and landscaping that's there currently. And that'll continue to be proposed to remain. The other ecological impacts that are occurring on site have gone through the correct permitting process through the Army Corps of Engineers and Ohio EPA with both 401 and 404 permits. And in fact, those programs and permits are set up in place so that you take these really, really bad inundated wetlands that may be on site that were only there because of the lack of development or dams that were happening because of development around the property that caused water to pond on our site. And what you do is you impact them and you pay an in-lieu fee to a program that creates a 50, 60, 100 acre wetland somewhere else that's got much better water quality and is a much better feature and amenity. So those are being taken and permitted appropriately. So those are all being handled accordingly. You know, when it comes to the distance for reforestation and tree impacts, we already covered that. There is going to be screening that is proposed all along the east side and the north side as well, in addition to what we're not touching. I can't really speak to the widening of Highfield, but I can say that road was originally installed and proposed in its width with the right-of-way to be able to accommodate the development in the area. So that was originally proposed and put in with the understanding that the density and the uses in this area were already accommodated with that road. The light at 23 in Hidden Ravines, just to touch on that, part of the traffic impact study that's being evaluated is, again, much like Highfield was installed to be able to accommodate the development of the area, so was US 23 at that intersection. That intersection was installed both on Hidden Ravines on the east and west and US 23 in the north and south to be able to allow traffic in the area to funnel through. We are evaluating that signal. There is a signal there, and there's a signal at the Walmart North Point entrance to the south of our property. So there are limiting regulations for being able to install a signal on our property, and that's therefore the reason why ODOT and the Delaware County Engineer's Office is proposing a ride-in, ride-out. So we are in compliance with them, and we're going to be evaluating the timing of that signal at US 23 and potentially making modifications so that the turning movements will be safe and that we'll be able to accommodate the increases that may occur, but that was already built and designed in a geometric standpoint to be able to accommodate the traffic that would be generated from the area. There is a three-story proposed residential building that we are proposing. They are a mix of one bedroom or two bedroom. Another reason why we're requesting the divergence is that we're not proposing a three bedroom condo. It's a one or a mix of two bedrooms throughout the uses there. I think that touched on most of the things I can address at this time. Adam, do you have any further questions?
No, I think you got them all.
So some of these will be two-bedroom apartments, or?
That's correct. Yeah, it's a hybrid of approximately half one and half two.
And three-story buildings?
Correct. Three-story buildings, with the first floor being a garage.
Okay. I guess, Jeff, we can do it.
Dustin, based on the comments from both the public and Jeff's, the staff comments, do you have a timeline on when you would be able to maybe address some of these in the drawings or provide some of these?
If I read your report correctly, the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission is meeting on this Thursday to be able to go through those comments.
Yeah.
And that is a public forum as well that we'll be able to be in attendance with, correct? Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to find out quickly after those comments come in the impacts and how we can address and turn around those. I know we have already gone through a sketch plan review with them, and they provided comments through that platform at that time. We've addressed all of their comments for that sketch plan, so I hope there's nothing new, but I think that would really be the determining factor for me to be able to give you a timeline.
Okay.
I would like to be able to turn these around as soon as possible and be back here and talk to you again quickly.
So, let me see here. Should we just put a date out there?
For the zoning commission calendar, currently the next one will be February 8th, and then the next one will be March 8th. We only have one hearing in February.
We would respectfully ask for the February date if we could.
Okay.
Jeff,
so
is that
for everybody?
I mean, enough time for staff to.
Yeah, typically we would ask for a week in advance.
And that one, the comments that maybe
we can do
challenging.
It.
Yep. You want to stick to it?
Yeah.
All right. Can I get a motion to
Motion to continue the hearing on this case? Yes.
Okay. Yep. Continue the hearing for zoning application ZON-21-07 on Tuesday, February 8th. At 6:30 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion made by Mr. McNulty to continue zoning case ZON-21-07 to Tuesday, February 8th at 6:30 p.m. Seconded by Ms. Harris. Those voting, Mr. Hodge?
Yes.
Mr. McNulty?
Yes.
Mr. Pierce?
Yeah.
Ms. Harris?
Yes.
All right, motion carries then. Should we move on to the meeting minutes?
Thank you all for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Dustin.
Thank you.
Just so everyone in the audience knows that the case will be heard February 8th. Will be the next hearing at 6:30 p.m. here at this location. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any other questions or comments in the meantime.
I'm sorry?
Where is that regional planning meeting?
They do have a website, Delaware County Regional Planning Commission, but it's in the city of Delaware. They hold it in the, if you know where the county auditor and county recorder's office is at,
okay.
the newer building that sits across from yes. the old courthouse, there.
Okay, great, thank
yep.
you.
For the minutes, the September 28th minutes, I was advised that those were not completed. They were in the draft order, but were not completed yet, so I'm taking action on that set of minutes. These were past ones that were still being written out, and then the other ones just the journal. Newer version.
All right, so we'll start with September 14th, 2021. Meeting minutes for zoning application ZON 21-05 Evans Farms. Oh, and ZON 21-06 as well. Any comments to the minutes?
Staff doesn't have comments.
Okay, can I get a motion? Oh, mine are for a minute. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the meeting minutes for September 14, 2021 in relation to ZON-21-05 and ZON-21-06 Evans Farms?
Motion made by Ms. Harris to approve September 14th, 2021 minutes for ZON-21-05 and ZON-21-06 for Evans Farm and minor zoning resolution amendments. Second by Mr. McNulty. This would be Mr. Mahovich.
Yes.
Mr. McNulty.
Yes.
Mr. Pierce.
Yes.
Ms. Harris.
Yes.
All right. We'll skip over the September 28th until those are completed. November 16th, 2021, organizational meetings. Any comments to those? No comments. Staff?
No comments.
Okay, a motion to approve the November 16th, 2021 organizational meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Pierce to approve the November 16th, 2021 organizational meeting minutes. Second by Ms. Harris, as well as Mr. Mahovich.
Yes.
Mr. McNulty.
Yes.
Mr. Pierce. Yes.
Yeah.
Ms. Harris.
Yes.
Mr. Harris.
All right. Old business. Update on the zoning resolution rewrite.
Yes, staff met with the zoning consultant, also their subcontractor domestic consultants last week. Discussed some proposed zoning districts for the new text. We are working with them to set up a schedule for meetings for the meeting with the public and also having stakeholder meetings to go over proposed text. We are meeting with them in March to go over zoning map changes, any questions that they have, to make sure we have all the parcels included. But we are working out our game plan for the rest of the year.
Or any meetings, including the zoning staff, or is there anything that is upcoming that includes?
Not immediately, but we will be including zoning commission and BZA throughout the process.
Yep. Okay.
Jeff, you're supposed to, and maybe, I don't recall that. Did you ever meet with them?
We have not met with them yet. We've been kind of got delayed at the end of the year, so then we kind of.
Yeah, is that going to be, you know, I know you guys are making progress, but is it going to be an opportunity for us to meet and greet and kind of see what their thoughts are and get the light come out.
Yeah, so I wanted to meet with staff first with our thoughts on the current code.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of, we had staff meetings, went over the code page by page, what corrections we thought we should make, and they are proposing amendments in different zoning districts, and they're working on writing that text now. Once they get that text written, then they'll work on getting feedback from stakeholders, which will be the zoning commission and DTA.
Yeah, I just thought we were going to meet with them before they began that process. I thought that was part of the original thing. Once they were selected, I thought we were having a meeting with them before all the getting to the meeting, but it sounds like that is well underway already.
Yeah, they with the COVID, just kind of decided to kind of go with staff first, and then they'll work on the plan.
I think can they at least have a representative or someone maybe to just come and give us some, you know, maybe at our next meeting or whatever, 5-10 minutes or even via video, or say, hey, this is what we're working on, this is what we're delivering. And this is where we are, and show us where we are in the, I think we had an outline, right, of the steps, and they can communicate the steps and where they are. I think that would be crucial for us to have some insight.
Yeah, we can reach out to them and see if we can get somebody here.
Thank you.
I want to tell you something. I have stage 4 cancer. Do not wear a mask to kill me.
All right. Any other, I guess, comments or things to discuss?
No, that is all that we have.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned.
According to the Delaware County Health site, it says we continue to advise everyone to wear a mask.